So let's review. The Gemara cites several rulings of Rabbi Yochanan meant to preclude the possibility of forged documents. If a document contains any erasures, they must be listed and confirmed at the end of the document above the signatures, so that there is no concern that he edited the document after it was signed. The last line of the document should reiterate the primary details of the document and should not contain any new clauses. Because we do not use any information contained in the last line, as Rashbam explains, ha'edim manichin revach bein hashtar lechasimasan v'yochel adam lezayif ulahisa bein time shita achas. There is a space between the text and the signature large enough for one line of text, and so we're concerned that someone might insert more information after the document is signed. Therefore, Takan Rabbanan, Lachza Minyana Shoshtar B'Shita Achreina, Lacham instituted that the last line of the document should not contain any new information. This allays our concerns, and we can now disregard the last line, because Im Loi Zayfu Einon Mafsidin Klum, Vim Zayfu Loi Marla B'Loi Marid. If he did not add another line, we can safely disregard the last line, since it does not contain new information. If he did add another line, it will be disregarded, and we will follow the original text of the document. Rashbam adds, B'Shein Kos B'Shtar Shor V'Kayam Mayri. This applies only if the document does not end with the phrase Shor V'Kayam, it is so established. However, if it does say Shor V'Kayam, we know that this is the end of the text, and we're not concerned that any additional text was added. The Gemara cites a brayse in support of this principle. If the witness has left a space between the text of the document and their signatures, it depends. Shnei shitin pasul shita achas kasher. A space of two lines invalidates the document, but a space of one line does not. Now, two lines is pasul because dima mezuyah fachasef. Perhaps he added another clause. Nevertheless, one line is kasher, and we are not concerned that he added another clause because ein lemeidin mishita achreina. We do not use any information in the last line to affect the rest of the document. The Gemara inquires, Shita Mechzemai, is the document valid with a space of 1.5 lines between the text of the document and the signatures? As Tesis explains, Heicha Desayim Hashtar B'Seif HaShita V'Nichu Shita Shalema V'Chasmu Be'emtza Shita. The Gemara discusses a case where the text ends at the end of a line. They left one line blank and then signed in the middle of the next line. David, the Gemara inquires, perhaps Pasal Lafisha Zayif B'Shita Shalema U'Bechetzi Yichtav Chazar Sashtar. Perhaps it's not valid because he will insert one forged line and then reiterate the document in the next half line. Or kasher shagam in hashita shleima in lamed nashi achreinim in hashtar. Perhaps it is valid because we will disregard the last complete line in the document. The Gemara analyzes the previous brisa. The brisa rules shnei shitin pasul. A space of two lines is invalid, implying shita mechze kasher. A space of 1.5 lines is valid. However, the brisa also rules shita achas kasher. A space of one line is valid, implying Shita Mechza Pasul, a space of 1.5 lines, is not valid. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Mehal Lekele Mashmina. We cannot infer this halacha from this braisa. As Rashbam explains, Chada Davka, Oy Seifa, Oy Resha, V'Tanaha, Atuha. Either the first or the second clause is specific, and the other phrase was written imprecisely to mimic the style of the other phrase. Therefore, the Gemara cites another braisa that discusses this halacha explicitly. Hechek Ese Edim Shnei Shitim Menekzav, Pasul, Paches Mikan Kasha. A space of two lines invalidates the document, but anything less than this, including a space of 1.5 lines, is valid. The brisa continues, If a document contains 4 or 5 signatures, and one of the witnesses is discovered to be a relative or an otherwise disqualified witness, we can validate the document by confirming the other signatures. Now, as the Rashbam explains, Seifa brisa vada me'in t'chilasa mayri, b'milu shnei shitin ha'poisel nes hashtar. The end of the brisa certainly discusses the same case as the beginning of the brisa regarding filling a space left between the text and the signatures. This supports a ruling from Chizkiah, Melo Bekravim Kasher. There was a space of 2 or more lines between the text of the document and the signatures, and they filled it with signatures of invalid witnesses, such as relatives. The document is valid as long as there are enough valid witnesses. Chizkiah demonstrates the plausibility of his ruling. Shari Avir Sukkah Paisal B'Shleisha, Schach Pasal Paisal Barba. 3 tvachim of empty airspace invalidates a sukkah, yet one can fill it in with up to 4 tvachim of invalid schach, and the sukkah is valid. Here we see that invalid materials are less disqualifying than blank space.